Okay, so we're up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. So let's jump right in. Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. So the Mishnah tells us that we have to mention the idea that we left Egypt at night. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. So we're familiar with the story. We know Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a young guy, and he said he's like a 70-year-old man. And I never was Zoch. I never really merited to say to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. I never really knew that it was something that we do. Asha Drasha Ben Zoma, until Ben Zoma came around, and he was the one who explained it all to us. And Emar, as it says, the Pasuk tells us, Lema'an Tizkur Asiyom Tizcham Eretz Yisrayim Kolim Mechayecha. The Pasuk says, so that you shall remember leaving Egypt all the days of your life. And so what is this all about? Yumei Chayecha. So Ben Zoma says, the words Yumei Chayecha, all the days of your life, Hayamim, this refers to the day. That means we're supposed to mention leaving Egypt during the day. That's when we say in the morning Shema. Kol Yumei Chayecha, and in the fact that the Pasuk says all of the days of your life, it adds the words kol, halilos, that comes to say that we're supposed to mention leaving Egypt at night as well. So that's Ben Zoma's opinion, that's who we paskin like. What do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim come around and say, the Chachamim omrim, yimei chayecha, what does it mean when the Pasuk says all of the days of your, when the Pasuk says the days of your life? Ha'olam hazeh, that's referring to saying Shema nowadays. Kol yimei chayecha, lehavi limos mashiach. When the Pasuk adds the words kol, all of the days of your life, says the Chachamim, that comes to mean that even when Mashiach comes, we're still going to be saying Shema and all of these things. And so the obvious question becomes, I believe the Gemara quotes a Braisa that talks about this, that Ben Zoma says to them, what do you mean we're going to say Shema when Mashiach comes? It doesn't make any sense. Why are we going to be mentioning leaving Egypt in Messianic times? The main miracle that we're going to be focusing on at that point is the fact that God gathered in all the exiles from after this large exile of over 2,000 years. So the Chachamim basically say that's true, but we're still going to be mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we're still going to be mentioning leaving Egypt even in Messianic times, because that is still something that's going to be part of our liturgy and part of our history even then. So we'll still mention it then, but at the end of the day, we pass on like Ben Zoma, obviously, that we say that the whole Drasha is all about mentioning Shema in the morning and the evening. Okay, that's the end of the first Perek. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. So Hayak Kori Batorah. Let's say a person was just reading through the Torah. They were reading through all the psukim that have to do that are quoting the Shema. So let's say he's reading through that, and then the Higia Zman Hamikra, and the time of Zman Kriya Shema arrives, right? So let's say, for example, he was reading it at night, and then all of a sudden the time arrives. Based on the times that we discussed, whether he could tell the difference between blue and white or blue and green, whatever it is. So that time has arrived. So now, can he be yotzei his obligation of Kriya Shema just because he's reading through the Pesukim of the Torah? So the Mishnah tells us, in kivein libo, if he has the intentions in his heart, if he intends to fulfill his obligation when he's reading through these Pesukim, yotzei, then he has fulfilled his obligation. V'im lav, and if he did not have the intention to fulfill his obligation, lo yotzei, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Now, this is, people might think this is very much so related to the famous machlokus with regards to mitzvos, srichos, kavana. When we do a mitzvah in general, do we have to have the intention that we're fulfilling the mitzvah? So if I'm shaking a lulav, and I'm just randomly picking it up without the intention to fulfill the mitzvah, now have I fulfilled my mitzvah or not? So that's the subject of a debate. This, however, is actually not the subject of a debate. When it comes to mitzvos that don't really involve an action, but it's more, I guess you could say, passive, right? You're speaking the words of Shema, you're not really doing an action. There, everyone agrees that you need to have the right intention that you're trying to fulfill the mitzvah. So if I'm reading Pesukim randomly from the Torah and I don't have the intention to fulfill the mitzvah of Shema, then I am not Yotzei, but if I do, then I am Yotzei.
But if you're sending the Torah, the three paragraphs are not in the same place in the Torah.
Okay, so good point.
How does that work out?
So, I guess you would have to assume that this person is specifically skipping around to read these three paragraphs, or maybe not. Maybe he is just reading from one section with one of the paragraphs, and maybe the question is if he's yotzei his obligation of Shema of just that single paragraph. Good question. It's not so clear, but great question. Okay, so now we come to what I would call probably the main crux of this Mishnah, maybe a more famous idea. So let's say a person is greeted, wants to greet someone else during his reading of Shema. Is he allowed to do this? Well, the prakim show el nifnei kavod u'mishiv. So the first person in the Mishnah says that Rabbi Meir says that if a person is in between the paragraphs of Shema, then he can ask someone how they're doing out of honor to them. U'mishiv, and he could respond to seemingly anyone. And so let's say he's in the middle of one of the paragraphs themselves. Show el nifnei hayira, he can ask someone how they're doing out of yira, out of fear. U'mishiv, and he could respond to anyone. Zivir Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. That's not who we paskin like. We paskin like the second opinion, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. But emsa show el nifnei hayira, if you're in the middle of a paragraph, you can ask someone how they're doing something out of fear, and you could respond to someone out of honor towards them. But prakim, let's say you're in the middle of the actual paragraph, shalom. You are allowed to ask how someone's doing out of honor, and you can respond to them out, and you can respond to any person in the world. Now the question really becomes, what does it mean kavod and what does it mean yira? What does it mean honor and fear? So there's a bit of a machlokas. It seems to be that according to some, that you can just assume that kavod, honor, means, well, whoever you have the obligation to honor. So for example, maybe your Rebbe, maybe your father. Who's fear? Well, fear could seemingly be someone who you're actually afraid of getting some kind of punishment from them. The other side of the aisle would say no, that yira doesn't necessarily mean someone who you're afraid of punishment from. Rather, it means someone like your father or your Rebbe, who you have an awe for them. And kavod, who's kavod? Well, honor might just mean any person in general who you have a general sense of, dignity towards any single person. Kavod avrios, we have honor for every single person. Therefore, the general person who you have honor for, well, that would be a person who would be under that category of someone who you would honor. We'll stop right here and conclude for today. Tomorrow, God willing, we will begin Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, talking about lots of other exciting things. But we'll stop right now for today.